Overcoming the Thoughts That Hold Me Back. This module is designed to be your guide and companion on the road where you may now see mostly challenges and dead ends. Its focus is very clear: to help when you feel trapped by your own fears, doubts, or negative thinking. Maybe you've felt overwhelmed by the feeling that your goals are too far away, or that critical voice that keeps whispering to you saying you can't do it. Today's module is just the tool to help you break free and move forward wherever you're going. During this session, I will guide you through specific techniques inspired by NLP and cognitive behavioral therapy, which is one of the most useful and effective methods of working with thought patterns and emotions that may be holding you back from personal growth in a way that is practical, understandable, and natural for everyday life. Together, we will learn how to overcome challenges not by trying to work around them or forgetting about them, but by looking at them clearly and directly. Challenges are often not as unbeatable as they first seem, and what makes them difficult is our own view of them. We learn how to look at challenges as something that can be overcome, not as something that holds us back. You will find that challenges themselves can make us stronger if we approach them correctly. The main purpose of this module is to offer you a practical and effective approach to dealing with situations that may be holding you back in life, whether it is fear of failure, lack of confidence, or even unaware patterns of behavior and thinking that repeatedly create feelings of dissatisfaction. We'll go through specific steps to identify these thought patterns and reshape them to work in your favor. In other words, you'll learn how to transform your own mental tools from brakes to engines that will drive you forward. I firmly believe that after completing this module, you will not only have a clearer view of where you stand in your life, but also a stronger inner motivation and desire to overcome challenges much more confidently. Whether it's your career, personal life, or anything else that matters to you, I believe this section will help you not only start a new perspective, but more importantly, find a long-term source of positive thinking and action within yourself. Together, we'll focus on finding a way for you to move forward each day, even if it's just by taking small steps. I am here to encourage you, motivate you, and give you confidence that no challenge is unbeatable. Let's dive into the practical part. Technique 1. Self-reflection. Find a quiet place and take a few minutes to think about what you want to solve today. Where do you feel paralyzed, undermotivated? Where do all the doubts come from? Who is your inner critic and what is he after? How are you doing on your journey to your goal, and how do you feel when you don't succeed? What specific thoughts come to you in these situations? What feelings do these thoughts bring about? What do these thoughts tell you about your fears or doubts? Stop here for a moment and write down everything you've been thinking about. This is really important because you will definitely come back to these notes in the beginning to make them easier to change. For example, make a list or an evaluation of your feelings about the situation. But most importantly, remember to write down the opposite, the positive things you need to change. For example, if you find yourself doubting yourself, you need to find out what will help you from that. In this case, you need more self-confidence. What are your most common negative thoughts that come to mind when you are working towards your goal? Which of these thoughts come up repeatedly? What situations have held you back in the past? How did you feel at that time and what thoughts came to your mind? Who or what in that situation triggered your fear or doubt? We'll also take a deeper look inside ourselves. What led you to think this way? What are the main reasons that make you believe this idea? What specific things might disprove this idea? Imagine that you become just an independent spectator of your whole situation and it doesn't affect you. It's called a change of perspective. Imagine yourself as your best friend you're talking to and put yourself in his shoes. What would your friend say to you about this idea? What would be his view of the situation? What advice would he give you to overcome this challenge? Finding evidence. With this technique, we will look for evidence to see if your thoughts, fears, or concerns are justified. Technique 2. Searching for evidence. Choose one of your limiting thoughts and write it down. What evidence do you have that this is true? Are there situations where you can say it's not? What positive evidence or successes do you have that can disprove this idea? In what way do you think of yourself? Black and white in a yes or no style, or is it in a wider spectrum? Do you have a habit of exaggerating? If I fail, it will be the worst thing that can happen. Do you simplify and downplay everything you do well? What would you say to a good friend of yours if they felt the way you feel now? What perspective would a complete stranger have on this situation? Put yourself in a situation where everything you wished for has come true. How would you evaluate this idea if you looked at it from the perspective of your future self? What would you wish you had known? How would you describe the situation objectively and without emotion? Technique 3. Creating a positive story. Imagine that you hold in your hands the idea that has been holding you back. Maybe it's the fear of failure. Maybe it's an exaggerated self-criticism, a feeling that you're not capable enough or not brave enough. Maybe it's simply hesitation, comfort, or uncertainty about what's to come. Whatever the limiting force is, take a close look at it. Consciously name it. Write it down on a piece of paper or write it in your journal. What shape, color, voice does this feeling or thought take? What situations trigger it, and what does it do to you? Now grab it tightly and begin to transform it. What would your life look like if you turned this idea into its positive opposite? Instead of fearing failure, imagine that every setback would motivate you and show you the way to be better. Instead of self-criticism, give yourself kindness and understanding for your own mistakes because they are the key to growth. Instead of self-doubt, give yourself the confidence that you are good enough, capable enough, determined enough. By writing this new story, you will create a picture of the future that you can work towards. Put your ideals on paper. Write down what it would be like if you started acting like the person you want to become. How would you talk to yourself? What thoughts would come to mind? What would your actions be? And what would your daily life look like? How about keeping this new story and coming back to it every time you feel like taking your foot off the pedal? Read it, remind yourself, and trust yourself. Imagine the ideal outcome of this journey. What does the best possible version of you look like? Focus on the details. How do you feel now that the change is part of your life? What relationships are you cultivating? What kind of work are you doing? What's your view in the mirror? Now stop and ask yourself, what steps do I need to take to achieve this result? Break the journey down into small pieces, into concrete and achievable steps. Each night, review your day. What you learned, what you improved on, and how you moved closer to your goal. It doesn't have to be anything big. Just do at least one small thing that gets you closer to who you want to be. Maybe it could be a new conversation with someone inspiring, reading a few pages from a book, or just quietly reflecting on what your plan for tomorrow looks like. I highly recommend implementing a gratitude journal. Each day, write down 3 things that you did well that day in your journal. In 1 year, you'll have over 1,000 recordable proofs that you're awesome. And there's no denying it. Now imagine you can do it, that it will happen. What positive feelings will come over you when you bring this scenario to life? What emotions will guide you as you overcome your fears, doubts, and uncertainties? Perhaps it will be a sense of peace and serenity, knowing that you are on the right path. Maybe it will be a surge of joy, determination, and motivation to keep going. Maybe you'll feel a tremendous pride in yourself, that you've found the bravery to take a leap, transform, and develop. Now smile. You can have those feelings. This future is not an illusion. It lies right in front of you, at your fingertips, just waiting for you to make the choice. Don't wait for someday. The correct now is already here. Let's think about your surroundings together. It's something that can really affect you. Who supports you and motivates you in difficult times? How can you reach out to these people and ask for help when you feel stuck or doubtful? What positive messages or encouragement have you received from these people in the past? Now set specific steps to help you on your journey. It's also the language you use with yourself, the motivation you have inside, and the desire that drives you forward. What affirmation would describe your positive thinking in a given situation? For example, I am able to succeed in. What image do you associate with your affirmation? Success, confidence, happiness. How does this image project into your mind when you say your affirmation? How and when will you remind yourself of your affirmation? We are slowly approaching our destination, and this is where the fun begins. Reimagine a state in the future where your limits don't limit you. What does your ideal day look like when you've already overcome your limits? What are you doing differently? What actions do you take and how do you feel? What steps will you take today to move closer to that future? Here, I'll show you one more bonus technique that I personally find really helpful. It's called the thought drawer. It doesn't have to be a drawer, it can be a box or a whole room or whatever. It's just something where I put all my thoughts that I want to deal with or that affect me in some way. And there are two options here. I can divide my thoughts into positive ones and negative ones and assign them colors, like green and red, and keep them in one drawer, or I can have two drawers and put one type of thoughts in each. Now imagine your drawer or room. What does your drawer or room look like? What do you see in it, feel in it? What positive thoughts, memories, or affirmations will you put in this drawer first? How do you feel when you return to the drawer and explore what's inside? Whenever you add a negative thought to your drawer, think of a positive affirmation for it and put them together in the drawer as a matter of principle. That way, you'll always find a solution. Whatever is holding you back, whether it's fear, lack of confidence, feeling like you're not good enough, or some other obstacle, you've accomplished something extraordinary today. And that is to take the first step. It may seem like a small thing, but it's actually hugely important. You don't have to move mountains or solve everything that's weighing you down today, but that very first step towards change means you've boldly stepped out of what's been holding you back and stepped onto a path that can bring you something new. And that in itself is worthy of admiration and congratulations. Before you move on, let yourself celebrate. Really. Take a moment right now and acknowledge to yourself that you are proud of yourself, because I certainly am. Write this first step down. Write it down in your gratitude journal as something you did well today. Even though there will be times when you are unsure, when you feel weak, confused, or lost, trust that everything you need is already within you. Everything you could possibly need for your progress, for your joy, and fulfillment has been given to you. You may just not see it fully yet. And don't forget to be proud of yourself. People often forget to praise themselves, to appreciate their efforts, their strength, and their inner growth. But taking that first step today is the beginning of something incredible. Maybe you're changing a small detail in your life. Maybe you're setting bigger goals. But either way, something is happening. Something beautiful. And what's coming will be a reflection of your courage to believe you can do anything. Look at each step as an opportunity. Every day you say to yourself, "I'm going to go one step further," will bring you closer to the person you want to be. And you know what? You already are that person. Never forget that all that strength, perseverance, and wisdom is already inside you. You don't need someone to give you permission. Don't wait for the right moment or the right circumstances. All that matters is what you tell yourself right now. Believe in yourself, believe in your uniqueness, believe that what you have inside is enough. Not just enough, it's all you need. So today, allow yourself to say, "I'm proud of myself."